This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood, where you can get a 2020 Corolla LE, lease it for $159 a month, sign and drive $289 a month, get on down to 1841 North State Road 7 in Hollywood, Toyota of Hollywood.
One guy's putting nice love for Queensryche, Jess in Minnesota. Hey, listen, man, I enjoy this version of Queensryche. I think Todd LaTorre does an excellent job. Let's see. Hey, or am I? Are you guys no YouTube? No, we got. I guess he was chiming in from Monday. No, Monday we didn't do anything. Okay, we were just traveling on Monday. Big O, you are my drug of choice while listening to sports talk. You tell it like it is. When it's Arbata, Canes, keep up with the great work, John from Stewart. And there you go. Thank you very much, John from Stewart. We appreciate that on the accidentlawfirm.com text line. Mal from Virginia says, the Finns have six quality receivers, Parker, Williams, Grant, Wilson, Ford, and Hearns. Who stays and who goes? I wish they would keep them all. Well, right now, Wilson is the guy out. I think Albert Wilson will get cut. So you really have five. I don't think they'll keep Albert Wilson. He's too injury prone. It's not smart to keep Albert Wilson at this point. Part ways with him. It's time. Plus, by the time you're good, you don't know where that kid's going to be at that point. And the injuries got to scare you, as it is. It's great that he came back, but he had motivation to come back from that injury because he's trying to lock down next year's salary and not get cut and miss out on it because he knows that when he gets cut, he won't have that salary in the NFL from anybody. Coming off that, it's a hip injury, man. For an injury-prone guy, I don't know if you really want to go with that. Since Breeze and Brady are not elite anymore, do you really need an elite QB at this point? Looks like old-school running game and defense is enough to win a Super Bowl in the near future. As long as you have, as long as there is an elite QB, what do you think? Well, let me explain something to you. It's almost like you've got to kind of run into that situation. You know, you could draft player after player after player, but how do you know that you end up having that dominant defense until they finally put it all together? How do you know that you end up with that dominant offensive line and that explosive running game? Not a running game, but an explosive running game, a dominant one. That's just something that kind of seems to happen. It's not something that like, hey, we're drafting this, and we're going to develop a dominant running game and a dominant, you know, line and all of that. Well, the Cowboys tried to do that, and they had it for a short time, but their line wasn't dominant this past year like it has been in the past. And they tried to have it. And it just didn't work out. And you have a quarterback that's a decent quarterback because Dak is not a great quarterback, yet your defense was supposedly pretty good too. Well, it didn't work out for Dallas. They weren't able to kind of put that formula that you're talking about. It almost seems like it's not something that you really plan for unless you're the Baltimore Ravens. They plan to do the way they did it. Quarterback, limitations, throw a couple of routes, you know, not go crazy with the arm, but the running game, his legs and Ingram's legs will carry us along with a dominant D. Well, it didn't work out. And Tennessee, that's kind of who they are too. And it didn't work out because the crap hit the fan. And when Josh Allen had to become a real quarterback, he couldn't. When Lamar Jackson had to become a real quarterback, he couldn't. When Ryan Tannehill needed to become a real quarterback, he couldn't. He never could. That's because none of those guys are ever going to be real QBs. They need everything perfect. And you're asking a team to go with the mindset of building the perfect offensive line with the perfect running game and the perfect defense. Man, that's hard. That's hard. And I know what you're saying while you're driving in your cars or sitting in your offices or at home watching this, you're saying, well, wait a minute. Oh, it's just as hard to find a franchise quarterback. I can't argue with that. You're right. You're right. But if you find the franchise quarterback, he can make up for deficiencies. When you have a deficiency, the quarterback you have will not make up for it, i.e. Josh Allen. Josh Allen looked great when he was catching a touchdown, right? Josh Allen looked great when he was running for 60 yards to set up the other score. But then all of a sudden, when they figured out the Bills and they couldn't get through the gimmicks and they had to, like, win the football game with a quarterback, Josh Allen checked out because he's not a real quarterback. Same thing with Lamar. They figured out the running game. They stopped him. Ingram was banged up. They didn't have the dominant running game. Lamar could not be himself. And you can point at his stats if you want to be, you know, use the stats don't tell you the whole story. He couldn't be dominant because he can't pass. Not a passer. He can complete a couple balls. He can make some nice throws every once in a while because they're all athletes. Josh Allen will make a throw or two once in a while, or you're like, wow. That doesn't mean he's a great passer. Ryan Tannehill will make a couple great passes too. Doesn't mean he's a great passer. I keep trying to burn it into people's minds. These are athletes. They're great athletes. So they're going to do things that will wow you every once in a while. But it doesn't mean they're great quarterbacks. It's a huge difference. An enormous difference. So the act of thinking that you can just build the perfect situation like that, that's hard to imagine. It's just so tough. You know what I'm saying?
The toughest thing about it, your offense, running game, takes a lot of guys working as a single unit, takes time. Defense, the same thing. Marvin Lewis, when he set up that Ravens defense, everybody had to learn they had to cover their space, their area. That's the only way that defense could work. It took time. It took years.
Yep.
It doesn't happen overnight.
Nope. And you kind of run into it. It's not something that you really developed with an eye and a vision of, okay, well, we're going to have our mediocre quarterback that we just need him to make a couple of plays, and we'll have this dominant running game in defense and offensive line. And I don't know if anybody's really ever gone out that way like the Ravens did this year. Okay? I said, all right, well, our kid can run and he can make a couple passes for us. Let's design it where he makes, you know, and they got him with the crossing routes and that kind of stuff. They got him only throwing a couple routes. And then after that, you know, it's trying to figure it all out. So I just find a quarterback. Try to find a playmaking quarterback. Try finding a franchise guy that on the day that your running game's not working, he can make up for it.
There is one thing about the playoffs that I absolutely loved. This league going totally pass happy, you know what I mean, or being all about that. The fact that defense and running the ball showed in the playoffs, this is what wins football. Old school football, man.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with you on that. I think it's really cool that we're able to see that develop here. And it shows again that coaches are, if they can win, they don't care how they do it, man. They just don't care. They're gonna try to win however they can. And if they can run the ball, that's a much safer way of doing things, and they all know it. And they know they're also going to have less turnovers when you do stuff like that.